I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions, and we got a whole lot of hoes in this house today. I'm your girl Mandy V, aka Pat the Stallion, aka Mandy Baskins, aka Pagan Markle, aka fuck your nigga and your daddy and your cousin and your sister and your mama.
Weezy. Jeez. And you know what I'm perplexed at? The fact that we have all never recorded in person.
In raised at
separately.
All. Separately.
There was a pandemia. But then I was in the car thinking about that and I was like, oh shit, we never recorded. And then I was also thinking, who's the whore? Like, who's more of a whore? Out of the podcast.
I know y'all. Both of their stories. I ain't going to
hold you. But out of the podcast.
Oh, out of all four of us?
No. Think podcasting. Uh-huh. What do you think? Who's more of like the whole podcast?
I ain't gonna hold y'all.
Let me tell y'all, by the way,
real quick.
Cox is in your name.
We don't even have Cox.
That's the problem.
We just got a story.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
By the way, guys, let me introduce. Y'all know these hoes already. We are joined by Medina and Kiki.
Hey, y'all.
From the Cocktails Podcast. Now, in terms of hoes.
What?
Normally, yes. Like, Weezy in our live shows has drank in titty milk, has licked a boob.
I was there for that.
Wait, no. That's Kiki, though. Medina, in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's she about to
went
say?
On stage and said that she was fucking niggas with skid marks and they drawers. Mattress.
We were in a pandemic and he fooled me and I didn't know.
What do you mean he fooled you?
You saw the shit later?
Well, he seemed homeless, honestly. You know, like during the pandemic, you were giving
people
chances.
So you seem homeless and you fucked him.
And you still fucked him, bro.
During the pandemic, we thought we were going to die.
Yeah,
so
my family definitely became a
homeless kid before the world ended?
He was cute.
I would fuck a homeless nigga if I cleaned him up first.
And he had blue eyes.
He looked clean.
That makes it better?
Are you serious?
I'm kidding. My baby's going to have good hair, girl.
Right. That's what made you fuck.
Not the shitty boob. Wait, hold on.
How did you see the skid marks?
Did you tell the story in the podcast?
He left the boxers
down. No, this was a live show. This was a live show story.
And no one will let me live it down. It was one time. You guys are the more whorier.
We know fucking homeless men with skid marks, bro.
She pissed in a nigga's mouth.
I mean,
I thought it was in a cup.
No.
Even nastier.
No. He asked me to squirt in a cup so he could mix it with Ciroc, but I was not.
Would you rather do that or fuck a shit butt?
I would rather do that.
Thank you.
I'm not fucking no shitty booty ass nigga.
Shitty booty?
You did.
What you mean who?
Wait, you saw the skid marks or you smelled it?
I just saw a little later. It was later.
Like, oh, you damn.
If I saw before, would you have fucked him? I would not have fucked him. And I should have drawn the line when he was drinking Hennessy. Like, I really.
Why?
Hennessy is just not a good drink.
You would turn down that for Hennessy?
Hennessy makes you wild.
Bro, you literally.
Do you drink Hennessy?
Don't y'all fuck like scammers and drug dealers?
Isn't it Atlanta?
I don't. She might.
Don't they all drink Hennessy?
I mean, yeah.
My niggas don't be drinking
Hennessy.
I don't like Hennessy.
I was at a Hennessy party the other day.
Can I tell you something so fucked up I just thought of? When you said she likes to fuck scammers and drug dealers, so I have a date with this African dude tonight.
I love them too.
Damn. I made a joke.
All of them.
I don't know if he is. He's like a movie director. Oh, and I literally said, he was like, oh, I'll send you a car. I was like, come on, what y'all love scamming?
Wait, What did he say?
But he was probably
so confused. And I felt like, so bad because I was like, oh, you know how people really just say.
I just got back from Africa, from Morocco. And when I was checking in Atlanta, you have to show them the card. It has to be physically present that you purchased the flight with, because they said there's so much scamming going on between Atlanta and Africa. And I was like, it was a company trip. I didn't have the card. I was like, so what's going to happen? He was like, they're going to have to come up here and show the card. They were on their way. I was like,
you're lying.
I was like, what if I was getting flued out? He was like, you wouldn't be going.
Fucking Morocco
on the trip.
Did you stay in the old city or the new?
You were going to Nigeria.
Both. We stayed in a bunch of different places.
But Nigeria is different because when you go to Nigeria, you have to be invited by like a local.
Mm-hmm. What?
But like, oh, bitch. That's why, to be fair, if anybody is in Nigeria, you cannot be in Nigeria. So they have no tourism in Nigeria at all. If you go and visit Nigeria, you have to be invited by a local, and they literally have to get a document agreed to for the embassy to even allow you in when you get there.
Burna Boy invited
me to Nigeria.
You do?
I do.
Burna Boy will have your little invite then.
Girl,
you go to Nigeria? I want to go.
You know, Cuba, though, you have to give a reason. Like, you have to say, have y'all been to Cuba?
Yes.
Oh. You remember how you had to pick, like, you're going for religious
reasons? I was a flight attendant when I went, so it don't count.
Yeah, that
you was a flight attendant?
Yeah, for private. You said that, too. You were like, you were a flight attendant. I was a flight attendant for, like, 4 years.
You look like one.
Yeah.
Did you, like, meet people
they always
on the plane?
I did. Well, you know, ball players and stuff don't like black girls. So didn't have a lot of success. But like, I was around them and it was cool, but they wasn't trying to smash.
What kind of what was like the route that you would take? Or you just got hired? I always wondered this. Like, when you work for a private plane, do you work for like a company? Do people just say, I need a flight attendant, like I need a pilot type thing? How does it work?
So the company that I worked for is called FlexJet and NetJets. And basically people buy shares of the
NextJet
plane. And whenever they need like a crew of people, the company puts the crew together, the pilot, the two pilots and then a flight attendant.
Now, is a private flight attendant like up there, or are they just kind of like, she's pretty, she can figure out how to do the seatbelt plug, or do you have to really go through training?
You have to go through the training.
Oh shit,
you do. But I was saying,
so you definitely are part of the Mile High Club, right? Tell me you fucked
I've
in one of them.
I've never fucked on one of the jets. I'm a professional.
She was working.
You were there.
Well,
and
working,
everybody thinks being a flight attendant is a glamorous job. That shit was difficult. Your feet be hurting.
Oh, because they make you wear heels, right?
Yeah,
that shit does look hard.
That's nuts.
And also, people treat you so like you're inconveniencing them at every point. Like, I've seen flight attendants being treated really poorly. I heard someone call a flight attendant a waitress in the sky.
Ooh.
Like,
I mean, that is what kind of.
Oh, I know a lot of
people. But y'all are.
But you also
have to learn other things.
You also know CPR.
I mean, I guess when I apply for Delta, I love to say I've done retail and bartending. Because that's what it is. It's customer service and serving drinks.
Bro, they literally have to fucking do emergency exits, figuring out how to do CPR, medical emergencies.
So they do that for all 1 month of training in Atlanta. And then
I don't know.
I ain't going to hold you. Have y'all ever heard of a plane crash and all that shit worked?
What worked?
All I the mean, shit
there's,
they
been
teach.
There's been emergencies where they do
the
have
water
to pull
landings,
the slides
they need,
out.
They,
yeah.
Okay. If you land in the water. But if it's a truck. And that's the pilot's job. You land safely in the water. All the flight attendants.
No, the flight attendants have to fucking open the thing.
You gotta get those things out of
the raft. The pilots save themselves. They don't have to worry about anybody.
Oh, it's not a boat.
The pilots don't have to worry about anybody?
Mm-hmm. Because they lock the...
But wait, it's not like a captain of the ship?
Like, yeah. He gotta go down with the ship.
Like, he the pilot. Is that not the captain?
Wait. What? Oh, y'all probably don't... Do y'all watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've seen it.
So
what is it?
He was taking a private chartered plane, and he was like, I need everybody's weights. And they were like, we ain't giving you our weight. He's like, the captain asked for it. And they were like, it ain't a captain. He's like, yes, it is.
Oh, it's private.
I ain't gonna lie. If I took a private plane, I would say cap.
It's captain.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
It's giving captain.
You wasn't scared flying on that shit?
I was never scared. There was probably only one time I was scared. And I like turbulence. I love when it's just rocking.
Why?
I just like to let my body loose and it just be, I love how it feels. But there
if
was
one. If she
was
my flight attendant, I would be nervous. You're just having fun with
Medina,
all this shit.
Are you on the spectrum?
I'm sorry. I love turbulence. You know when you feel like you're gonna fall out?
It's like a roller coaster.
It feels really good.
Girl.
Is this a horny thing?
It's gotta be. She
it's
said
giving washing
my pushy was getting horny by the vibration.
But there was one time when we thought we were gonna crash, and the flight attendant that I was working with, her name was Julie, she starts crying and praying, and I was like, ma'am, you cannot do that. The people are looking at you. Could you imagine if you look at your flight attendant, she's in the back crying and praying?
Whenever it gets too turbulent,
always look at their faces.
They okay back there?
Yep. Are we okay? We were not okay. We had to do an emergency landing.
We were not okay.
What? Tell us how to go.
And you know everybody wants to hear y'all talk about sucking dick, but bitch, this is an insider scoop.
But wait, you would be surprised at how many people, because they have money, they're like, well, we need to get to where we're going. I have a meeting. And the pilots would be like, everybody, do you know that the... If this doesn't go well in a flight, we're dying. It's not like we have an option when we get up there. People will demand that you take off when they can't see, when it's too foggy, when the turn... It is crazy, bro. Crazy.
I believe it because unfortunately that's what happened with RIP, Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Everyone... So for the helicopter, there was literal signals for nobody to fly because of the fog. And he's like, well, we got to get to this game. Mm-hmm. It was a private chopper. Against wishes of everyone else, the pilot said, no, we can make it. And he ended up getting blinded because of the fog and hit a mountain and crashed because of the fog.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Fog is like a real thing.
I remember hearing it. And I was like, that's
like, visibility is important. They still got to know where to fuck.
I'm terrified to be on a helicopter again. They got the Uber helicopter thing.
I'm good on it. Yeah, no.
I'm okay.
I don't want to do a helicopter.
The Hamptons this year. I'm like, ooh, I could do that shit.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. Have you seen people going in on Kylie Jenner for the 3-minute flight?
I just talked to her about that.
Wait, what happened?
So Kylie Jenner didn't want to take a 40-minute drive, so she took a 3-minute chartered plane.
Oh, bitch.
Which to me, I'm sorry. I 100.
It.
If I'm busy,
it's her plane.
And I'm not a billionaire and I'm busy. So you don't have 40 minutes to waste if you got to be somewhere. People are pissed because this is what really pissed me off. This is how I know it's LA. They're mad. Because of climate, environmentally, yeah. She took the plane. I'm like, aren't cars bad too?
They are
Everything
bad.
Is bad.
Smoking is bad. You know how much hookahs we be smoking? It's bad.
You know, did y'all hear what else is bad?
What?
They are telling us not to eat Skittles and Starburst anymore because there are toxins that lead to cancer.
Listen, everything got
Skittles,
a little cancer.
Everybody
in it. I'm not about to starve. And
bro,
I can't
really remember the last time I had a Skittle though.
Me neither.
I could live without that, but you say something else.
What?
Starburst.
Starburst and Skittles. That shit crazy.
We're
going to start with a little... I know we done chatted a little bit, mm-hmm. But we ain't got a home mail today. We are reading some questions off of I'm Curious to Know, which is y'all's card game that is sold out. So I don't know
how
if
much
they restock
is it?
We will be restocking.
Okay. You'll be restocking?
Yes, we will.
Okay. So this is from I'm Curious to Know. Real quick, you guys use this as icebreakers in friendships, dating, anybody new?
Dating, girls
I've been
night.
Taking it on all my first dates.
Are you serious?
I bring it on my first dates, too.
And I shared, me and my ex used
and
to love
fine.
Card games.
Okay, I'll be real, though.
I love card games.
If someone pulled it out, it would be fucking weird to me. But then I realized if I was on the cards, it wouldn't be that weird.
You know what? This is actually a flex.
But I don't think it's
so
that
these
weird.
Are mine. This is my face. You see it as a cartoon? It's right.
Let's play.
That is
Do you
want to
play
this
a game?
This is a fucking flex.
Every time I start to play it with a nigga, we start fucking. I got period
you
blood.
You start fucking everybody.
I got period blood on one of the cards.
There's a card in there that actually says, do you want to end the game right now and have sex? That was my idea because I was like, sometimes y'all want to do all this talking and get through it. So I pulled that card out and I save it for my
I wanted to start real vanilla because y'all are kinky ass whores. And I want to ask all of you, what is your favorite part of your own body?
I really love and adore my collarbones.
My God.
That's my favorite part of my body.
I was
going to
say the same thing. Were you really?
Really?
Because even when I gain weight, because I gain a lot of weight in my face and I get swollen or whatever, this is the only thing that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I started losing weight. Look, bitch.
And it came out.
I love the dust bronzer on
When I had collarbones, I was so happy.
You ever had somebody nibble on your collarbone?
I got them now. Bitch, I didn't have them 4 years ago.
Have y'all ever had somebody nibble on your collarbone during sex?
Good.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not nibble, but lick.
You got to bite push your teeth on it.
Well, that don't look like a nibble.
You like
it's
your
like a gently rubbing on your tooth.
There's a lot of things that you said today that
that are odd.
Turbulence. Biting the collarbone. And
try
shit
it.
Drops.
The shit feels good.
No, it's giving spectrum.
My ass is my favorite part.
Talk
you do a good ass.
And you be shaking that thing.
You
I love to shake
it. I'd be embarrassed when we'd be on the stage and she starts shaking it because I don't know how to shake it. And then they all look to me like, you next? I'd be like,
that's me.
You know I don't know how to dance.
I just went out and got hyped. I'd be like,
yeah, I can't do it.
And I would say mine are actually my tits. Like,
I want because
they still
those.
Stood up. They're big as fuck. But like, my
I almost said tits, but I wasn't born with them.
Yeah, you bought them. Mm.
I can't wait to be
but
a part of
that. Now,
my
yeah,
I can't wait to be a part of it.
What are you doing it?
Yes.
When? Where?
August 8th.
You look like it's Christmas.
Are you okay? Are you gonna do silicone?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Don't do saline. Everybody be saying, "Oh, it's healthier if they burst in your body." Bro, we've done drugs before.
Well,
yeah, we're fine. Well, I'm getting bursts and your body is still burst. The gummy bear implant. So they said if it does burst, it's like a gummy bear. Nothing spills.
It's not that bad.
I'm excited.
No. But are you going under the muscle?
Yes.
So under the muscle, for anybody listening, because people will say like, oh, like I couldn't tell or whatever. It's because my real boob is in the front.
Mm. That's how mine's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And mine just sitting here heavy. These are period tits, by the way. So if you're watching on YouTube and you're thinking nasty thoughts, these are period ass titties.
I love well, you period got period. Is it on these cards? The period blood?
No, I wish. Maybe I could sell them.
Hello. No, I would hope. These blood? Is my cards. Oh. Bitch, there ain't no period blood on
why
my cards.
Why you want to put your blood on
a card? Somebody last one. I do want to know, because I'm sure y'all have stories. Have you ever used food during sex?
I don't really. I got a sensitive vagina.
Yeah, I've tried it like, before.
I get BV.
But I don't really
quick.
Like it.
What'd you try?
It's too sticky. Chocolate syrup and whipped cream.
Chocolate
typical.
Syrup? How'd you get that?
It wasn't. I didn't pick it. The nigga picked it.
The nigga picked it. Nesquik?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't like this.
Were you guys eating and then he got it?
No.
He purchased
it. He went and got it out of the refrigerator and poured it on my body.
I feel like he's done that before.
For sure.
That's like his go-to.
That
move.
Is his go-to.
Somebody's going to fucking stop like, oh, you be doing lactose. He'd be like,
that is his go fucking too.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, well, we are going to get into our vanilla shit. For those of you listening to us for the first time, hopefully cocktails brought y'all over. We are getting into our sex in the news. And for this one particularly, I wanted us to get into some shit. But more than half. Y'all know, fractions get me sometimes. So more than half of Brits have a type that they prefer to date. Here we go. Here's the one third. But a third are actually in long-term relationships with someone who doesn't fit the bill. So a study of 2,000 adults found that 58% of singletons admit they avoid dating matches that don't fit all of their chosen criteria. The biggest distinguishers in the desirability league boil down to physical characteristics such as hair color, height, and body size. The research was commissioned by a dating app whose relationship experts said it's not that surprising that so many people have a preconceived idea about their type, but it is unfortunate that this can act as a barrier to finding love. We just went out last night, and it's very obvious to the world that I have a fucking type. So I wanted to ask you guys in dating, because we're all kind of dating now, how far away you steer from your type and what your type is.
I don't steer that far in the physical department. You got to be tall. I'm not fucking no short nigga.
Oh, God. Here
they
we go.
They have the polling complexes. I'm just saying. Well, I can't
I
fuck with
really
it.
Believe that shit. My only time ever being physically abused by a man was a short man.
Really? And I'm not surprised.
And I just,
Napoleon
his
complex.
Mother mm-hmm. told me that it was because he was short. She's like,
it.
I don't know why he acts like this. And talks
he's
about
little. I fuck little niggas.
You do be fucking little.
There's so many of them.
Wait, here's the thing.
There are.
Do you have a type?
So here's the thing. My type is in the personality.
So you're a sapiosexual.
What's that?
That's the brain.
Not really.
It's not really their brain. He don't gotta be the smartest nigga.
What are they like? Introverted, extroverted?
No, like it's just like this. They have a certain type of vibe. Like they're very free and adventurous and fun, childlike, if you will.
Don't say childlike.
You like young? Like not like they. Like they just
old.
Yeah, I like them old, but they still like they have a certain. They're still in tune with their inner child. I don't like super serious niggas.
One of my homegirls recently said that she thinks she's sleeping with younger dudes, like in their 20s, because she's in her mid-30s. She's like, I think they're keeping me young and bringing something out of me. And
really?
She's like, everybody else kind of makes me feel like, you know, they want to just like lock me down and just sit in the house. She's like, of course I want marriage, but like, I don't just want to sit around. I feel like if I could settle down with a younger dude, I'll stay young.
Mm. Interesting. I mean, my ex said that we were 17 years apart and he always felt like the things that we did was like, I was reviving like his young self.
You was reviving that nigga.
I was sure reviving was. The fuck out of that
sure
nigga.
Was.
You shut up. You did too, huh? Let's not, bitch.
Not.
We revived the nigga, bitch. Anyway.
I don't know why when I heard revived, I thought about Kevin Samuels.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Like, revive him from the dead.
Yeah. Well, at least you guys did a good job in your...
I wonder if he's up there looking like, I cannot believe...
Up there?
Right. That's
what I... think he's down there? Y'all think he went to hell just for talking shit about ladies?
Just for...
For talking shit?
Just... Do you think we can go to hell for talking shit?
I think...
Because I'm definitely going to hell.
You're going to gasoline draws.
You are too.
Talking shit is talking shit. Being mean, nasty, wanting to hurt, profiting off of someone's pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like
yeah,
I evil.
Do. Okay, but here's the thing. And I did look because everyone was like, oh my God, he wasn't just doing that for women. But he did it to all people. He did do it to men too. But that just wasn't getting him viral. So attacking women did, which is why also we see all the men are getting women to be on podcasts and say dumbass shit.
Men are trying to be rude to us. For what?
It's literally battle of the sexes, but no one cared when he was telling men about themselves. But I, and mind you, I am not capping or caping for that nigga. But I do think he went after both people.
He was fair with his shit talking.
Those weren't the viral moments.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, but
men are weird. This is how you say weird in sign language.
Why do you know this?
Do you? I took a sign language class.
Bro. For the airplane?
No.
Nigga, we are about to die. Get your ass through the exit because, bitch, we got to go.
We go crash.
Something is wrong with y'all.
What?
You just said you like turbulence.
Okay, oh,
so wait, real quick. I got to get a little toxic.
Okay.
Because you know how to sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fuck a deaf person? And how would you tell them you would fuck them without telling them?
Yo, I bet it's really sexy.
Body language is a universal
language. So you just go be like,
who would do that?
I don't think you would want to fuck her if she did that.
I don't either. Like,
deaf is easier than blind.
I fucked a nigga with one leg and it was nice. I like a
my
new
mom
experience.
Did too. Did he have the, or he had no leg?
Did he have like an extension of a leg?
He had a little bit of meat hanging where like it was a little thigh.
Too.
Little meat thigh. It was good though. It was like when we fucked, he could get all the way up.
Oh,
wait. It was nice. Medina,
why?
Was it like this?
He was fine.
They could see you. I don't know, that's problematic. You can't do your little nub like that.
That's what she said. He is.
Dead niggas in hell.
We're all good. We're going to be in trouble.
Wait a second.
Oh, I don't care. Who's going to come get me?
Did he also...
Who's going to check? Okay, Sheree.
His fam.
Who's going to check
me? Wait. Did he also have blue eyes? What made you fuck a man with one leg?
He didn't have... You know, he had cancer. I wonder if he is still around.
Well,
I always thought that he lost his leg because I assumed he was a gangster. And I thought that he got shot. And then when he finally told me that he had a rare cancer that took his leg, I was like, you can't be out here judging people. You can't be judging people.
What made you
think
he was a gangster?
Because he had a lot of drugs in his home.
So was he using them or selling them?
He was selling them.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Do y'all remember Tiger King? When there was a dude that had no legs? I just knew the Tigers took him.
And it did.
It was like a car accident. And I remember when he said that and I was like, well, that's a gag. The Tigers didn't get them legs.
So did you only fuck him once or did you go back?
We fucked a couple of times, but it was just a lot of work because he had to take his leg off. It was heavy. And then like he wanted to hit it from the back. He had to balance on his, it was a lot. One time he went to the movies and I forgot something in the theater. And I was like, oh, I got to run back and go get something that I left. And he was like, I can't. It was just a lot. So yeah.
Did he feel the way that you said you had to run back to get something, like knowing that
he looked at me, not looked at him, and we looked at his leg, and I was like, I'll go get it. I'll just sit in the car.
Hey, can you? Yo, speaking of one leg, I know how that sounded, but one of my favorite girls on IG, her IG is Phoenix Soul. I don't know if anybody's ever seen her.
She got one leg,
bro. She got one leg and something with her hands, but she's a model. And wow. I just want to say this girl is so fine. I'd been following her for a year, and then she finally posted something with taking her leg off. And I was like, mm-hmm. What? You know how fine you got to be that I've seen photos of her in a bikini, and I'm like, didn't see it. Didn't see it at all. Did she model for Fenty? Probably. Uh-huh. She is so fucking bad.
And wait, what was she holding up?
She was holding her leg.
But what type of leg? It was, it's a prosthetic.
He couldn't walk that fast.
Bro, she just so...
She's really walking. Was that an edit or she was walking?
She was walking.
He didn't walk fast like that.
But you know what? I really want to have her on the pod because she's so fine, but I want to know, she like, very fine. How much are you fetishized? Because you're already hot, so attention's on you. But, like, do niggas then make you uncomfortable and start being like, oh, I'm okay.
Did you have a fantasy of fucking a paraplegic?
I didn't, and I'm not going to lie. At first,
it's not a paraplegic. That is not paraplegic.
That's when you can't move.
Like, you're from the
paralyzed.
Okay, wait, let me Google.
Your limbs are paralyzed. Because
we were judging, and now I can't.
Yeah.
So is he the handicap?
An amputee.
Amputee. That's the word, bitch. My bad.
I didn't have a fetish, and quite frankly.
I don't know what it is in cancer. Oh, wow.
Can't spell it?
It's a paralysis that affects the legs, pelvic organs, usually spinal cord injury.
Amputee is the word, bitch. Amputee is the word.
Amputee.
Did you have like an amputee fetish?
I did not have an amputee fetish. And I'm not going to lie. When he took the leg off for us to have sex, I was a little scared. Like, I was scared
to see
it. I
thought he
would
have left
it on. I was scared. I was not even that he was going to fall. I was scared to see it. Like, I was just like, am I going to see? I didn't want to offend him. I didn't know if I was going to see it and be like, get on the ground. Like, I just, but it felt good when he would hit it from the back.
I looked in his eyes the whole time.
The meat was smacked my other cheek.
Wait, he had three hands back in your ass?
Bitch, and when he would get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, he would hop because he didn't feel like putting his leg
on. That's how my mom realized the nigga had no leg.
Because he hopped to the bathroom?
Yeah.
He had an expensive leg, though. That thing was
from the drugs.
How much was it?
It was about $4,000 leg.
Drug money. It's going to buy you what you want.
But some of them are really cheap.
Oh, you can get a $200 leg?
I think you can get an even cheaper leg. His was...
There's like a wooden leg, like not the fucking peg leg. No, it's like the wooden leg. And I really like Pirates of the Caribbean. Them niggas be having wooden ass legs.
And he stopped talking to me. I can't believe that.
Wait,
he stopped talking to me just because he had one leg.
Wait, he stopped fucking you.
He stopped fucking. I didn't
and you
know
got
what.
Both legs. Wait, what? What did you do?
I don't know.
Wow,
I really don't know. I'm gonna try to see.
You're admitting.
Did you talk about the meat leg on the podcast?
That's why
he stopped talking to you.
Did he listen?
I don't think so. I don't even think he knew what a podcast was, y'all. He was a hood nigga. That's why I thought he got shot.
That is kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's like lie to me.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I talk about my jail stories with hood niggas, they be like, what'd you do? I'd be like, my license. But then I'd be trying to think of, like, well, I was transporting.
You been to jail?
Girl,
I know you've been to jail.
First off,
why do you say that?
It just happened this year, and it wasn't even for me. Okay,
oh, that was sad.
I was protecting. Let's get into our hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre for this episode. I would love to have sex tips from the both of you. Now, although you're fighting, you're gay, Medina. I would love for you to give us a tip about dealing with women. And Kiki, you have mastered threesomes, and we get those questions all the time. So these are like particular tips I want from you. So I want dealing with women
Wait,
from you.
Context, why are you fighting your gay? What's that mean?
I'm not fighting my gay.
She's in denial.
She's in denial. Thank you.
There is a young lady man that I...
been dealing with a stud.
And normally when I deal with women, they're girly girls like us. And she's like a real lesbian. Like
she's like Jade. She's literally Jade, who we had on the
podcast. This is so fucked up that we are saying this.
What do you mean?
Real lesbian because you got the outfit.
Yeah, like she takes testosterone. Like she's like a real lesbian. So like when
I don't think all lesbians take testosterone.
Yeah.
Is she transitioning?
She said no.
So why is she taking that?
Because she says she likes how it makes her sound.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just a lot. It has since ended. But I'm not fighting my gay. It's just I like having sex with girls.
Were you having sex with her the same way you were with femme women?
Very different. The strap-on is really, I don't like it. I really don't. I be laying there like, what are we doing? Like, I just feel childish. Like, you can't feel this. And like, we're both moaning, but you can't feel it.
But so? Someone gives you head and they can't feel it either.
But it's different. I think when I'm having sex with a penis that has a heartbeat attached to it, I know you can feel how good my pussy is. And that turns me on. That you can feel it getting
not
wet.
But what about when someone's like giving you head though and they're moaning?
That's different. It's just something about the strap-on. I don't like the strap-on, and she really be like wanting to use the strap-on. Like it is, like it's her actual penis, and I'm in my mind like, but you can't. Anyways,
I mean, when I peg men though, like, and I've just like even fingered when I be just around the booty hole, my pussy will start dripping down my thigh.
Why?
We talked about it on the pod. Sex is way more psychological than physical than we really even believe. So that's why. Sex is normally really good when you really like a nigga. And then once you don't like that nigga, you realize, hey, your dick ain't even that good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot more psychological than you think, which is also why I'm shallow. My type doesn't change because I'm physically turned on visually and psychologically way more than physical.
I'm just not a fan of believing that, like, penetrative sex is the only way the other person can get pleasure.
Right.
But also, I might be gayer than you to say that.
She might really be like in your body and you throwing it back. There's a visual component of her strapping you on to where she feels empowered.
When you're a pleaser too.
Yes. Yeah.
And then here you are, Jason.
Okay, well, give us
why it end? Because you're not gay?
She fighting the gay. That's what I said.
I can't do it. But okay, so here would be my tip. For ladies. Okay. I eat pussy really good.
You all right?
Okay.
No, you're good. Okay. Sorry.
First of all, so there is a, okay. If you use your knuckles when you're giving head to a woman, I know it sounds really
knuckles
crazy.
Yeah.
So you lick the clit, kind of like lick around it like a little tornado, make your tongue go like a tornado and move your head like this. And then the opening of the vagina, take your knuckles and just slightly rub it on it, like down, up and down,
this
and,
is a
up
new tip.
And down while you're licking the clit. It is, it's amazing. It feels really good and the person really likes
can I
it.
Tell you who that may be enjoyable for?
Who?
There's a lot of women, and we talked about it here, there's a lot of women who don't like being fingered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're still getting
a little bit of penetration, but
it's not really, mm-hmm. but also some it's pressure. Still giving attention. It's still giving attention down there because
mm-hmm.
I've actually, there's a few women that I know that, and of course, I like to talk before. It's like, I don't like just, mm-hmm. but I know that women don't really like, some women don't like being fingered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, as men, if you're listening, like, where you may have a go-to with one woman, you might need to switch it up with the next because we all don't like the same shit. I'll exactly. tell you that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I shared a couple weeks ago, like, I came for the first time with head. Normally, I don't like head. I like giving it. I don't really like receiving
really?
It. Not a head receiver. Don't give a fuck.
Like
my ex was great ahead, so I liked him eating my pussy. And then I was a unicorn in Mexico, and I came for the first time with head.
From him or her?
From her.
See, bitches be eating pussy.
Bitch.
But it ain't you.
It was. And,
shut
and
up.
And you
please.
Just, so you just like, fuck. Like, now then, what is, you just don't want, you realize you like femme women instead of stud women? Like, what's the difference?
I like them.
Not the,
trying to clean
not the
it
pronoun.
Up.
I don't like the seriousness that it's like with girly girls, it's fun. And we're having
we're
fun.
We're all hosts. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like with this, it was like we started having sex and it was good sex. And then it was like, you my girlfriend now. And it was like, whoa, like calm down, big dog. No.
Not big dog.
No, we just having fun sometimes. I'm not your girlfriend.
See, this is why people didn't really believe I was my ex-girlfriend.
Was she a stud?
They were, no,
that
they were
white
both
girl.
Femme. They're both femme.
No, she's not white.
Oh.
You must be talking about that Brazilian girl.
She was fine.
She was.
No, she was toxic and tried to sue the pot.
No, I dated someone for 3 years. Scissors. She's not white.
Oh.
Did you ever meet her?
I didn't meet her, but I saw her. She was mixed?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she and I would go out places and niggas just would not believe us. It hurt her feelings more than mine. Like, she would get super frustrated.
Just what do you mean niggas didn't believe you? Because
just
she actually said
they think, oh, you're my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend. I can't talk to you type shit.
And she had a different experience.
When I was out with my girl, we just recently went on a trip and the guys wanted to talk to me more and her. And I didn't like that. I was like, are you going to say something to them? But then it's like, what you going to say? Like, you a whole bitch like me. We going to be squaring up with niggas? Like, no.
Wait, where'd you guys go?
We were in Miami.
You're her girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what y'all
they had to break up.
Ruben.
That's why they had to break up.
That's why it's I had to stop. Serious. Because you can do this type of stuff with niggas and it's not like, oh, I'm your girlfriend. Now we just doing this having fun. But I realize with women, honestly, dating a woman has really made me realize my toxicities that I possess. Because I be...
You don't say.
Gaslighting a little bit and not being all the way honest. And you can't do that with bitches. Like, you, they know.
Yeah.
We do. We know when y'all are lying.
Yeah.
We know when you are... gaslighting, manipulating, all of those things. And now we have all
and we'll
of these
still
things.
Act shocked.
Like,
and we'll still...
What? I can't believe
I know
it.
You said you don't want to be in a relationship. And I know you said that you want to be single. And I know you said that I'm only sleeping over because you didn't want to drive me home drunk. And I know that you're talking to other bitches, but you don't want to be together. And you don't love
get
me,
it.
But you've been fucking me.
You're talking to somebody else. I love you, though. You know that.
I hate it.
Look, I hate women. Why do we hate niggas for that? We should hate ourselves. We have to be better.
Why don't do that?
I hate myself.
We should hate ourselves. Bring Kevin Samuels back.
All right. Well, real quick, before we get into our horrible decision, give us a threesome tip, because when I was even looking for home mail, real quick, this is home mail, y'all. We're not going to do a home mail today. Y'all keep asking how to have an MFF fucking threesome, the easiest one. God fucking damn. Please give us some threesome tips, because you are the threesome queen.
I don't know how it happens.
Are you a guest star queen?
No, usually it's me, my nigga, and whoever. Uh-huh. But I have done the guest star. I like it both. I really like the guest star role. I don't get enough of that. But I would say, you know, it's really important to have a nigga that's attractive. That makes things
way easier.
And I also like for them to have some money so they can spend it on the both of us. Mm-hmm. So both of us are feeling appreciated. It don't have to be a lot. We can just go out the night before. But it's just so much easier when you make sure that the people you're trying to connect are all attracted to each other. And don't bring your stuck up friend.
How do you?
Because she's not going to do it.
So how do you determine, right? Again, many people send in questions all the time about setting up a threesome. How do you assure that they would be attracted to each other? Do you know the girl first? Do you know the guy? Do y'all talk about
I know them both.
Types? Oh, you. So you bring in friends?
Or... Yes. I don't need help. It could be a friend. It could just be like an acquaintance, like a whole friend that I know is with the shits. And then I'll call her. Like, usually you should keep a couple of, like, club friends. And the girls who like to go out all the time, especially at our ripe old ages, they're usually a lot more fun.
Not our ripe old ages.
Right.
Yo, I don't know what it is with y'all, too. I don't know if you do this, too. I do not age myself, bro. I am not that old.
Okay,
my back hurts, and that's it, bitch.
Well, I got sciatica.
Bitch, not right, grandma. We be grandma.
I already said that.
Rich, not ripe. We look better. Mm-hmm. We're smarter. I'm sorry.
Ripe is you're ready. I didn't say overripe.
You said ripe old.
Well, we are
to
old.
To me, I'm actually mad that, like, well, we grew up, like, where they started saying late in our teens that 30s were the new 20s. To me, 30s are your better 20s. 20s to me is
it's
you're
so
figuring
emotional.
Shit out. You're emotional. You're broke. You have roommates. You may still be living with your parents. 30, you still look
life
goddamn.
Life is good right
if
now.
Not, 30s to me has been way better than my
20s. I was going to stay here in the 30s.
I want to stay here.
And I'm having really good sex in my 30s. Like, I'm having really good sex.
And I don't think that we thought that that was a thing. We think that, like, even earlier on this pod, I used to say I liked younger men because I'm like, they have stamina. Mm-mm. Bitch, that ex I had 17 years my senior was
I love
busting
an old
it
nigga.
Down.
I don't want him too old.
I don't. I actually realized
what's
I don't
too
want
old? Like, he got an AARP card. That's too
okay,
old.
Okay, wait.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Wait, so I right now don't want to talk to anyone under 40. What are you?
I would date somebody under 40. I'm the men right I've been dating
I want
are
older men.
Under
I like
40.
Late
30s. I normally do 40 plus, 44 plus. But right now I am dealing with a guy who's in his 30s. And we going to see how it works out. They got too much energy.
Wait, what is too much in it?
Like, calm down. He goes out all the time. Like, I don't like that. He's at brunch on Saturday, Sunday. He lives in DC. He just goes to all the things.
I'm gonna
say
this much.
Be at home.
That okay. I've kind of so I had this conversation recently with someone who's 37.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, bro, like, I don't wanna be like 40 years old, fucking he lives in LA, like going to fucking Delilah every Sunday. Like, mm-hmm. I don't wanna be that person. But mm-hmm. when you're single and you're going out with your friends, like, what are you supposed to do? These niggas are working hard. Mm-hmm. Like, this is their leisure in a way. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you don't want a dude who's, like, always in the club. But I don't mind a dude that's, like, active.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know niggas, I mean, that are going doing dinners with their friends or having drinks or going wherever. Like, I don't really think that's bad.
I don't think that's bad either. Being active and just going to every party, I don't go to all the parties. Like, okay. When I do have my moments of going out, I want to go out.
Because you said brunch every Sunday.
But I'm not going to brunch.
I don't think brunch every Sunday is bad. That's a routine for a lot of people. And that's
it is. And it's to the people that like that. It's not bad. Do your things.
But if they're on the couches, like the 4 a.m. every weekend.
So you don't want to date a guy that be outside?
Not all the time. You can step out on the patio every now and again. But I don't want to be outside with my niggas. I like it. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just I would like to do something else.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess there's just other activities I want to do other
besides
than
the party vibe.
Smoke hookah and drink Casamigos. Yeah.
That does get on my nerves.
Mm.
Like, I do, like, appreciate a dude that's like, this is going on. Here's what's going on this weekend.
Yes. That's different.
I had a nigga send me a message about watering holes in LA. He's like,
what is that?
Literally, he's like, yo, let's go to the beach. And he was like, I feel like every nigga goes to the beach. Let's figure something else out. He sent me an article that had a bunch of watering holes within driving distance to LA. And
what do you jump in them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Think of like cenote, but not.
Did you go?
Are they like spring?
Oh.
Wait, are they springs or man-made?
I don't think they're man-made. I think it's like a spring type of thing. Now I'm going to say something really embarrassing. So we got up that morning. I was like, damn, it's so hot outside. Let's just go to like Soho House so we can get like drinks by the water. Thank you.
Bitch, I'm not trying to bring the towel, jump in the hole, and get back in the car.
I need to jump in that hole.
All right.
Well, you already have. And it sounds like she wasn't into it.
Clearly.
She jumped in with her knuckles.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
We're ending the show with our horrible decision. Again, a couple weeks ago, I talked about my experience being a unicorn in Mexico. Medina, you just traveled as a vacation. Mine was a solocation. I wanted to talk about vacation fucking. So, Weezy is probably currently, if you're listening to this, touring Europe. You've talked about kind of what you wanted to do in Europe. I know you be going to Texas for some dick. So I wanted to talk about each of our reasons for going out of town for dick. Any stories that you guys may or may not have regarding maybe your vacation and sex, you traveling, or also getting flued out. I wanted to talk about what vacation sex is, how it's different than fucking in your house, and the excitement that is aroused from it.
I love vacation sex. I love hotel sex. I don't really like Airbnb sex, but like hotel sex, you just get nastier. Like, you might get some dookie on the sheets and just be
here
like...
Here you go. You like... I think you like shit, bro. Yeah. You might have a shit
fetish. Example.
You might like scat.
No, I do not like scat. But if you do anal, you had a little dookie on your sheets. But you'll just sleep in it. You're just like... I'm serious. In the hotel, you're not about to get up and be like, can somebody come change these sheets?
Kiki, why not?
Are you serious?
Look.
Oh, you still bring them.
Kiki is a barrage.
In the hotel, and she was like, that's the given.
You can call y'all beforehand.
So yes. If you get cum on your sheets.
Wait.
Cum is on your different. Sheets. Short on your sheets.
I'm you're not going to sleep cum,
I cannot sleep in
it's still
spot.
Bodily fluid.
But it's a different fluid.
It's barely
that's
a fluid.
That's carrying bacteria.
It's a solid.
It's not a it's dookie a cream. Log, you guys. It's a skin mark. God damn. It's just a little slice of dookie on the sheet. It's not a big old
you're not
going
to be able to make this okay.
A slice? Maybe think of like a pate.
Right?
Like the thickness.
Uh-huh. I love hotel sex. You be getting nasty.
That bitch said a crudo of shit.
Yeah, thinly. That's when it's
shit
thinly.
Tartar.
But you like it because it's nastier.
I like it because it's
real
nastier.
Nasty.
It's nasty.
It's fun.
Do you, that's you real like nasty. The shit or like piss coming out? Like you feel like, oh my God, this is like really dirty, nasty sex.
No, I don't like when that happens. The time that I did get dookie on sheets, I was embarrassed. But
was it at a hotel?
It was at a hotel. It was at a hotel.
And did you, and you didn't change?
Did they say anything that made you feel better?
Not until the next day, like when room service was just going to come. And I was just like, wow, we really were nasty last night. This is disgusting. Like, but it was also just sexy. Or like, do you have
that
you
y'all
guys
slept in shit? That was the sexy part?
Sure, I'm so glad we have separate beds.
Yo,
I am not about to play with y'all. Y'all,
you're playing with us.
Y'all know you nasty. Stop lying.
For shit.
Shit is nasty. Different than cum.
More in like I like a lot of messy sex, like spit mm-hmm. and things like that, and just like fucking hair everywhere and like licking all over me. Like, bro, it's funny when Jade was on. That was our episode we had with a stud. I guess we'd call it that. I forgot what she likes to be called. Sorry, but. I was talking about like rubbing my pussy on titties and shit. Like I was fucking scissoring everything on like a girl's body. I love that shit. That to me is like
I love nasty. A nipple on a clit.
Yeah.
It feels so good. You ever had a nipple on a clit? They just lightly, it's kind of like the knuckle thing. You ever so gently just.
You didn't do that. You didn't do that.
I like having sex out of town. I just think I feel more free. I had sex on a work trip one time.
Wait,
were you working
with a coworker? Yeah.
No, I wasn't okay. working with him. I was
well,
just
that's
on
not
a
fun.
Work.
We don't care now. We want to know how you risked your job.
No, they wouldn't
how
know
did you
that.
Get
but it was
promoted.
Still fun. How did I get? I didn't. I don't have that job anymore. But we were out of town. So I called this nigga I was fucking with in that city. And he came over and I had some friends there. And it really just was supposed to be like a little kickback situation at the place we were at. And it really just turned into a whole porno. And I just felt so free because what happened was...
So free.
Yeah, I did. Because, okay, so the place had a hot tub. So we're in the hot tub.
Wait, and you like Airbnb?
In your room?
Huh? In my room? No. At an Airbnb.
Okay.
So, or I think at that time, this was a while ago, it was Burbo. But anyway, I'm at the house. It has a hot tub. The friends are there. We're in the hot tub having a good time. Everybody's chilling. I got really horny because that man is really fine. He has a really big dick. And I could see that it was getting hard when he was coming over to like refill my glass. And so he gets in there. And I don't know how I started forgetting that other people were there. But eventually I sit on
him.
I sit on him and we're like making out in the pool. And then a couple of my friends were like, we should just let them go. I yell at one of these bitches to come back and record it. There was another girl still in the pool. Well, the
do you have it?
Yeah. But I do.
Well, what are we doing?
They can't see that. I'll show y'all later. But I ended up sucking his dick in the pool and then I made the other girl do it. And then it just turned into a threesome. And I was really still directing the porno the whole time this was going on. This was a lot of fun.
When you were sucking the dick in the pool, did you go underwater?
I did. And I be thinking I'm white sometimes
brave.
When I... You got all the way under... Yeah, you know I be
wait,
thinking
I'm
white.
Did you get your clip-ins? Did you... Like, were you... Was that's real
I probably
white,
had a
white
sewing.
Woman of you.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't be caring about my hair. When I'm near water, it's just like, whatever, fuck it, we here. I think I'm a little
that's
mermaid.
The, like, that's our own problem.
Yeah, it is.
That's the
and
white
I gotta
blood.
Stop doing that because the next day I look like a fucking witch. And I was looking scary. I scared myself. I had to jump back at the mirror and I was like, you know you gotta fix this, right? So, you know, but yeah, I was like, good time. I think I like recording sex.
You think?
I don't really.
Well, would you record sex though with like a stranger?
Yeah.
Really? So you invite the camera into the bed?
Uh-huh. It's usually my idea.
Hey, I know we just met, but what do you think like, about safety?
But I haven't really done it much with somebody I don't know, but I would.
But now with introducing that, so my concern, ain't nobody video me because all these niggas, I know y'all talk about women all the time. These niggas have OnlyFans.
They do, but was my performance good? Because I would be more embarrassed if
do
my performance was bad.
Do you have tattoos, though, that make you visible? Like, would you be
I
okay?
I have one.
Would you be okay being on another man's OnlyFans?
I wouldn't
only
be okay fan? With
oh,
it,
you only have one?
I only have one.
Do people know it?
No.
Oh, bitch.
I mean, you know it, but so everybody doesn't pussy. Know it because it's not something that I really show often. You could see it, but
so
if you don't
you
know...
Would you be okay, then, with a man recording you and it going on their OnlyFans?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if it happens, it happens, and I would be upset. Don't get me wrong. But was my performance good? Because I'm going to be more upset if I was on there sucking some black ass dick.
Like,
yeah, what did it look
when
like?
When I think about like a nude or like a video of me getting leaked or whatever, I think all the time, like, would I be more more mad that I'm violated or more mad if I was ugly?
If you looked bad. And you're like,
oh,
why
for sure
you...
it's the looking bad part.
It's the looking bad for me.
Like, at this point, we've been doing this for 6 years where we talk about how we suck dick.
Because
and
not that far.
She sucked like, a weak dick.
She did. And if wait, that was I me, I would that. Cry. Not because
hers came out?
There was yeah. nothing to see. It was just like, she was sucking dick.
Was she laying down though?
I think she was laying down, but even still, she should have moved over.
To be fair, getting face fucked takes us completely out of control. I'm not gonna lie. I'll have
she wasn't getting face fucked.
I like someone like sitting that. On my face, like, but I can't really like suck the dick how I want to suck the dick when you're sitting on my face.
A man sitting on your face?
Oh, I love telling niggas to sit on my face.
Ooh, girl. Oh, that's bitch. A lot of body.
It is tall. But it's okay. Their legs, so they're on their knees.
You're not about to suffocate
me. And so they're kind of tall, so I still have to like.
And they got muscle thighs.
I love it. Oh, I love telling a
and
man.
And they're going to have that daddy long legs. Oh, I literally say face. That.
Uh-huh. I'd be like, sit on my face.
I'm trying to find this
with
shit.
With their dick or ass. I love him. And balls. I like a man to sit on my fucking face.
Wait, with his booty hole or like his dick?
Balls. That's
like
teasing
a little bit. Do you think she was embarrassed?
I mean, she was
mom. Black China. So
I don't think so.
But yeah, it looks like he was standing over her.
I ain't gonna
Who
lie.
Is it?
I love that.
I like getting videos like that. She's like, good. One time I was gonna fuck this nigga and he had a girl over there already. And so they sent me a video. And so she's sucking his dick in the video. I was like, Kiara, where you at? And I was like, bitch, I'm on the way. That was a good time.
That's actually the last question I want to end off with.
What?
So episode 2 of Carisha Please. Kevin Gates opened up about wanting a video sent to him of whoever he's fucking with.
Fucking someone else.
Oh, another woman or a guy?
No. So like, Carisha asked the question. She used the word cheating, but don't want to talk about cheating. She said, if I fucked on somebody else, would you be mad? And his response was, you ain't going to show me the video? Mm. You ain't going to let my dick get rock hard? And he pretty much let the world know that he's a man who would like to see whoever he's with fucking someone else. Has that been something asked of any of y'all? Because it has for me a lot.
No, I don't think I don't currently fuck with any niggas that would want to see me get fucked. But the crazy thing is, the more I go to the sex clubs and experience being watched, it turns me on. So I wouldn't feel disrespected if he was like, I do want to watch somebody fuck you. It makes me perform even better.
What about you?
No, I have requested those videos. I like to see.
You like to see your man fuck other
women. But it's not my man.
But it's just someone you're fucking.
What if it was your man?
Then that's a little different, though.
Okay. What about old videos of him?
Old videos are fine. But not today. I like to see it and I like to watch. And I just really appreciate good.
What about you, Weezy? Is that something you would like?
Yeah. For okay. sure. I've done a few things like that. When I was with Loverboy, I remember he would FaceTime me because we were like so far apart. Yeah. Old Bay, no, because he was just such a dog ass nigga that like, no. But also like he like just really fucked me up and like has pushed me more towards monogamy. So
really?
Not saying I mean monogamous, like not saying I don't want threesomes and shit, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to take me a while to get over a nigga being a liar. Mm-hmm. To just...
Niggas be lying.
I told you. We talked about this at dinner last night.
Yeah.
We were both literally just in love and in relationships with liars.
Why do y'all be lying?
And you actually have the freedom.
I was saying to Mandy, we were off camera. I was like, niggas don't like freedom. They act like they like it and they don't. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when men don't have like a boundary or a guideline on what they can do, just being mm-hmm. too free, mm-hmm. I think it steers them in the wrong direction and it ends up being hurtful, especially because it's such a new concept. Mm-hmm. Unless you fuck with like a super woke, like dangling ear and hotep nigga that just kind of gets
that
it.
That is a different type.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they're not that type and you just intro them to just open relationships, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know the honesty.
I think niggas need boundaries. I've never heard you say, that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly.
Yeah. I have a married couple that I was fucking at one point, and I think that she has given him rules and he likes those rules and it keeps everything fine.
Wow.
They need him. Mm-hmm. Obey literally said to a therapist and like kind of pissed me off because I felt like he was blaming me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't understand how I let you have the freedom to fuck other people and you still lie. And he was like,
what is the reason that you're lying?
He was just like, I guess he figured it out in therapy and like he said it to me during our closure talk. Like, I really didn't think I was doing something wrong. I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to hurt you. But you said you were cool with me doing it. So it was like, why do I have to tell you? Like, I just didn't know what to do. And he was, you know, he's in his 40s. He wasn't used to doing that. This is not giving him credit, by the way. He wasn't used to doing that. And then I guess she identified the fact that like you met this woman who you had threesomes with and also told you they knew sex wasn't a big deal. So in your brain, you're like, okay, well, I love her. So I'll just fuck other people. He just didn't know what to do. There was no rule there. Wow. My only rule was
communicate with me, but he still felt like that was too much.
I used to fuck with a married couple, and the married man, like the wife knew about me. We all would go on dates together. It was really great. The husband started lying to the wife about how often he was seeing me. And I was literally like, what is going on? Like, she's allowing you to do this and you still want to lie. And it's going to create an issue for me. They're now divorced, but it was just like, bro, why are you doing this?
That's why we got to have a group chat.
I actually like that. Men don't like freedom.
And they don't know how to deal with it.
They don't. They don't.
They don't know what it means. That's why it's funny when, like, I remember his niggas used to be like, talk about how lucky he was and XYZ. And I'm like, bro, but like, are you? Like, we're constantly fighting because you do the same thing. You're not that lucky. Because your friends that are in monogamous relationships are happier because their bitch ain't going the fuck off on them. Mm-hmm. And also, you don't know what to do. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
All you have to do is tell me.
That's all you gotta fucking do.
I think men think we're saying that.
Yeah, like we don't really mean it.
Like there's a repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
They think we lying.
Like you're setting them up.
Y'all niggas lying.
Y'all are lying.
They think we lying. We all lying.
Something is wrong with y'all. For real. So all the men, if you sitting next to a nigga right now, just slap that nigga upside his head.
And let's end on that. Because y'all got a podcast to go to.
Yeah, y'all have a podcast
there can
to go
be
to
nothing
at
better
WTF you can Media. So please let everyone know where they can listen to Cocktails and more of y'all stories without the skid marks.
It's probably going to be some more skid marks. But we have new episodes every single Thursday. You can check us out on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. We're on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. My Instagram is Kiki Said So.
I am at Coffee Bean Bean.
Do y'all have any more tour dates?
I was just about to say that.
Yes.
Not in August, but in September. September 24th, we'll be at City Winery in D.C.
Come on, D.C. I love D.C.
That's going to be very black.
D.C. has...
I love very black.
D.C. is one of our... Like, to me, one of my favorite cities I've ever toured, so I'm super excited.
I used to live there.
And this is y'all's first time in D.C., right?
I've never been to D.C. as an adult. I remember I went as a child to visit a family member or something, but I've never been as an adult, so I'm really excited.
We got to link y'all with the people we've been doing after parties with. They're dope.
Yes, okay. Please do. Also, if you guys want to bring presents, Kiki and I's birthday is in September, but
girl,
it's the day after my birthday.
But I didn't say this.
Girl,
September 24th is the day after my birthday, so you guys can bring gifts for the hard work that I'll be doing on my birthday.
Anyways, if you guys are seeing, we are on a new set. That's right. We are here at Full Court Studios. If you guys want to book your slots now, check out our Instagram at The Full Court Studios. Link in bio will send you straight to the site to book your time. We're going to be swapping between, you guys are literally heading to WTF Media Studios right now to record with another pod that you guys have seen also here on this show.
What's your podcast name?
Both sides of the bed.
Both sides of the bed.
Shout out to both sides of the bed. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for coming. I'm excited
Thank
to see your live show.
Us. Thank you for having us
as well. Thank you guys so much. And guys, make sure you stay tuned for a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon. That's right. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions if you guys want bonus content. And we're leaving you guys off with that. Check that out. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye, guys. It's bonus bitches. And we back again.
It's not going to be filled with much tea. I already have people like, what did Old Bay say when he heard this? Bitch, I wouldn't know. I blocked that Negro.
I mean, he may have someone giving him the tea anyways.
I'm sure. But I thought
there's no tea, I guess, to give if he knows what he did.
When I was in the elevator just coming up to do this episode, my neighbor... I had a company send me like 100 body scrubs, maybe 40. I'm not exaggerating with 100, but 40, about 40, right? Black Chicks, she's next door. So I handed it to her. I was like, oh, here, I got these, you know, in the mail. I wanted to give them to you. I was like, because we got to keep from staying young. She goes, and we got to keep staying young. She was like, girl, I'm way older than you. And I said, what you is, 35? I swear on my mom, Mandy. I thought she was maybe at max like 38. She looked really young. And she said, I'm 50. I said, bitch, I know you vegan.
That's how it might not even be vegan. That's how motherfuckers be treating my ex. Like, my ex does not look 50 at all.
No, and I think that's the thing though. When you really take care of your body, and don't get me wrong, I only know her because she has a dog, so we'd be at the dog park, but she'd be running with the dog, jumping up and off the table, like working out like crazy. And I'm like, yo, you know you don't look 50. So I say all that to say, she said, because I thought about Maggie, who's the bitch Obey went to go see in Dubai. And she said, girl, I don't have a concept of time. She said, if you ask me, I'm still fucking the nigga I was from high school. She was like, everything feels the same. She was like, I take care of my body. She was like, and my spirit is light. She said, I eat good and I'll tell no lies. I said, I know that's right. And I really want to tell Obey because his body is fucking crazy. He really, really works on his body.
But he tells lies.
And so that's why he's bald.
Well, balding is not. No, balding. I like bald.
I don't care.
Bald is sexy.
Girl, too,
my ex was bald. Yeah,
ex was bald.
But I dealt with a lot of niggas who was bald. I've had other bald niggas come and fuck me down.
You know you like bald players. Ooh, all right. Episode name. Sorry.
Anyways, guys, this episode is our cinema for the month, and we chose to do Bad Vegan.
Bad Vegan on vacay, bro. It was good.
It was really good. But what's crazy too, I think last month we did the Tinder Swindler. So it's very similar in conversation. So I dug in to do some different things. But before we started with the catch up, I want to know what other TV you were currently watching.
Jocelyn's Cabaret. Honey, I can't wait to see it, to see what's going on with Dave.
I just went to Asante's house and he caught me all the way up with it. So a mess. A fucking
then
mess.
Then I did, what was I going to say? I've been rewatching Girls on HBO and I've been watching, what is it that I watch every Sunday? Oh, 90 Day Fiancé. Duh, that shit's getting crazy. I did want to make mention, I was in every week on Tuesdays, we have a staff meeting with all the heads at my job. And two of the departments have to do with stuff you watch, right? Film and TV. And literally, one of the girls is like, so-and-so keeps throwing me a project. But like, by the time we release this on Netflix, they're already going to be tired of the scamming. She's like, Netflix goes in waves. So right now you've got Anna Delvey. Then you've got the Tinder Swindler. Then you've got Bad Vegan. She's like, we're in a wave of scam. She's like, we've been in a wave of stand-up. We got in a wave of black shit. And she's like, Netflix hits you in waves and keeps feeding you. She's like, by the time we acquire this project, the wave will be off. And I was like, wow. Like, that is really like Hollywood shit. Because I forgot Anna Delvey too. All of them. And now it makes me want more. And of course, because you watched blah, 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 now you like this. So it's like, I do enjoy it. And the Bad Vegan story was great. But like, I want to actually see how long that timeline goes.
It's weird because I really don't think people get sick of it. Like, I'm someone, and I think I mentioned it on this pod, when I'm just like, oh, nothing's on TV, I love to binge American Greed, which technically is scams. Maybe a year or two ago.
No. People won't get sick of it. I think they're saying like the hype.
Oh, I mean, but even what was it? 1 or 2 years ago now was Firefest. And that had everyone talking. So, I mean, I think that people love watching other people get got over on. I don't know why, but I think it's a thing.
I think it's also like the everyday person, too. All of these people are very unassuming. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was talking to Sophia the other day.
They're not even unassuming. They just white.
No. There could be your everyday person.
These
white
ass, crunk ass bitches who somehow even just get the access to all this loan money. It's insane.
So
it's insane.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.